Please take your Bibles and turn in them to Romans 11, verse 25. Believers in the gospel that Christ revealed to Paul, starting in Acts 9, and that Christ committed to Paul, they are in the body of Christ. Christ restrains that wicked, it's called, he is called in 2 Thessalonians. He's called that man of sin. Christ restrains him from taking over. Christ, the head, is in heaven now. And Christ's body is still on earth, restraining that wicked, the mystery of iniquity that already is at work in the world. But that's going to change. Let's read Romans 11, verse 25. For I would not, brethren, that you should be ignorant of this mystery, lest you should be wise in your own conceits, that blindness in part is happened to Israel, until the fullness of the Gentiles be come in. So when that blindness, well, let me put it this way, when what that blindness is until arrives, in other words, when Israel is blinded until a certain thing occurs or a certain time or a certain event, when that occurs, when that arrives, their blindness will end. That word until in Romans 11:25 means that their blindness, their blinding has already happened. But their blinding ends when the specified event occurs. Romans 11:25 is just tells that Israel they will continue in their alienated condition, alienated from God, until the fullness of the Gentiles be come in. When the body of Christ is taken out of the way, several things begin to happen. According to Romans 11:25, Israel's blindness ends at that time, and Israel's prophecy fulfillment resumes. According to 2 Thessalonians 2, verses 6 to 8, that man of sin will be revealed in his time. If Christ returns to earth before or even at the catching up of the body of Christ, then the world would not yet be in darkness, and the day of the Lord would not be like a thief in the night. It would still be day, light of day. We are shining as lights in the world. Philippians 2:15 says that we shine as lights in the world. Therefore, if the body of Christ is still here, Christ would not be coming as a thief in the night. He would be coming as a thief, he would be coming in the light of the body of Christ. The light would still be here. That would conflict with what Scripture says. The Bible says Christ will return as a thief in the night. And that means that we lights in the world must be removed from the world by then. That removal is what 1 Thessalonians 4, 16 and 17 calls being caught up together in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. Therefore, spiritually, it would still be light of day as long as we are here. That's the point. In Revelation 1, verses 4 and 11, we see that John is separate from the candlesticks, the churches. In chapter, the chapter named Comfort or Warning to Which Churches, in that chapter we meticulously went through those seven churches and identified fact after fact that proves they're not the body of Christ churches remaining on the earth. They are new churches placed there since the resumption of Israel's prophecy fulfillment, when the church, the body of Christ, has been caught up together to forever be with the Lord. Those churches will be isolated lights in a dark world. They're described as candlesticks giving out light. We see that John is separate from those candlesticks. He's writing to them, and they are separate from him. Look at first chapter of Revelation, verse 4. John to the seven churches which are in Asia. Grace be unto you and peace from him which is, and which was, and which is to come, and from the seven spirits which are before his throne. John is writing to those seven churches at a remote location from him. He is not with them. Look again at Revelation 1, verse 11, saying, I am Alpha and Omega, the first and the last, and what thou seest, write in a book. Now, the book that we have is important. All through it, in Exodus, Jeremiah, Isaiah, Daniel, Revelation, and in other places, they are told to write in a book and preserve it so that it will never change. Then, for authority, we can go back to the book. Use it. Do not just believe what well-meaning people told you. I mean, they'll tell you what they were told. Do not just believe me. Believe the book, the King James Bible. So, John is told, what thou seest, write in a book, and send it to the seven churches which are in Asia. There it is again. John is still separate from those seven churches, those candlesticks. Send it unto the seven churches which are in Asia, unto Ephesus, unto Smyrna, and unto Pergamos, and unto Thyatira, and unto Sardis, and unto Philadelphia, and unto Laodicea. Again, John is separate from those seven churches. And when we get to Revelation chapter 4, verse 1, and John is told to come up hither, he goes up alone. That's the point. He goes up without those seven churches. He's separate from them. And that's important. John goes up alone and views this revelation that is given to him. But as John goes up there, he sees seven lamps of fire, which are the seven spirits of God. The situation is that there is light in heaven, but it's dark on earth, except for those seven candlesticks, the seven churches there at that time. Just a moment. Now we'll consider the possibilities, the scenarios. If John is writing about seven body of Christ churches before the catching up of the body of Christ, then where is Israel, to whom John wrote the revelation? It was written to Israel. There's something wrong there. John is writing to Israel, the people of prophecy, and yet the churches he wrote to would be body of Christ churches instead of Israel. It doesn't match. It doesn't work that way. That will not work. In addition, if the seven churches are body of Christ churches, then why wouldn't the body of Christ have been caught up when John was told to come up hither? The body of Christ was already told that we would be caught up together, and the body of Christ was already told that we are not appointed to wrath in 1 Thessalonians 5, verse 9. It is Jacob's trouble, not the body of Christ's trouble. The wrath was coming. As you read through Revelation, that tells about the tribulation wrath that is coming. However, in 1 Thessalonians 1, verse 10, we are told, the body of Christ is told, that we are already delivered from the wrath to come. Thirdly, if the churches are the body of Christ churches, why is John writing to them? He had already pledged only to go to the circumcision in Galatians 2, verse 9. Look at it. Galatians 2, 9. And when James, Cephas and John, that's John that we're talking about here, when James, Cephas, and John, who seemed to be pillars, perceived the grace that was given unto me, Paul speaking in Galatians, they gave to me and Barnabas the right hands of fellowship that we should go to the heathen, and they unto the circumcision. They limited themselves then. Peter used his ability to bind and to loose, and he loosed that part of their commission, and he bound themselves to go only to the circumcision. So that includes the John in that verse in Galatians 2:9, and when James, Cephas, and John, who seemed to be pillars, that's the John that wrote Revelation. John is writing to the circumcision, not to the body of Christ churches. God would never ask his servant to disobey the word of God. Israel's apostles and elders at Jerusalem had pledged to not go to anyone but the true circumcision and leave everyone else to Paul other than the circumcision. Okay, fourthly, the doctrine taught in the verses, it just does not match the doctrine taught in Paul's epistles. Paul writes doctrine for the body of Christ, and it does not match the doctrine written in Revelation or written for Israel. Therefore, they could not, those letters to the churches in Revelation could not have been written to the body of Christ churches. They couldn't be body of Christ churches. And shortly we'll see those differences. Let's consider the situation now. The situation is, if those seven churches are Israel's churches of God rather than body of Christ churches, if those seven Revelation 2 and 3 churches are Israel's churches, then it matches their prophecy that they stay on earth through Jacob's trouble, Daniel's 70th week. And look at Jeremiah 30, verse 7. Alas, for that day is great, so that none is like it, but it is even the time of Jacob's trouble. But he shall be saved out of it. And notice it doesn't say saved from it. He shall be saved out of it. It doesn't say that. All right, they're not saved from it. Not saved from having to go through it like the body of Christ is saved from it. Israel is saved out of it. It gets into it. Israel has to go through Jacob's trouble. And yet, in Revelation, it's described how Israel is saved out of it. Look at Jeremiah 30, verse 11. For I am with thee, saith the Lord, to save thee. To save thee. That's future. Though I make a full end of all nations whither I have scattered thee, I will not make a full end of thee. But I will correct thee in measure, and will not leave thee altogether unpunished. From that we see Israel is guaranteed that they do have to go through the tribulation, not just the great tribulation. However, they will be saved out of it in the end. Since Israel must go through all 7 years of Jacob's trouble, Daniel's 70th week, and since Israel's prophecy fulfillment does not restart until the fullness of the Gentiles become into the body of Christ, and since Michael the archangel comes back to minister for them who shall be heirs of salvation, Israel is looking forward to their salvation at the return of Christ when Israel's prophetic fulfillment is resumed. And since Michael the archangel does not come back until Christ meets the body of Christ in the air, then Christ must catch up the body of Christ before Israel's 70th week begins. That means the catching up is before all of the 7 years of tribulation. The catching up of the body of Christ is pre-tribulation, not just pre-great tribulation, and not just pre-wrath, but it's pre-tribulation. Differently, Christ revealed to Paul that the body of Christ is delivered from the wrath in 1 Thessalonians 1:10 that we read earlier. Let me just pull that up and we'll take a look at it again. 1 Thessalonians 1:10, and to wait for his Son from heaven, whom he raised from the dead, even Jesus, which delivered us from the wrath to come. And then we'll look at 1 Thessalonians 5:9, that we are not appointed to wrath. For God hath not appointed us, in the body of Christ, God hath not appointed us to wrath, but to obtain salvation by our Lord Jesus Christ. In conclusion, having gathered and studied all these scriptural facts, we can summarize that among the many unified scriptural references to the catching up of the body of Christ before Jacob's trouble begins, there are five major reasons to believe the Bible that the body of Christ will be caught up before the beginning of Jacob's trouble. And we'll just briefly, very briefly, go through these five reasons. Firstly, the scripture says about those in the body of Christ that God hath not appointed us to wrath, and that Jesus delivered us from the wrath to come. Secondly, Israel's prophecy fulfillment does not begin until the fullness of the Gentiles become into the body of Christ. That starts Israel's time clock again. Thirdly, Israel's angels begin to function again when Israel's prophecy fulfillment begins, when the Lord comes with the voice of the archangel to catch us up in the air. Israel's angels do not function here until we're caught up from the earth and we're gone. Fourthly, the world is in spiritual darkness when Christ returns as a thief in the night. The body of Christ, shining as lights in the world, will be gone, leaving the world in spiritual darkness before Christ returns in the brightness of his coming. And fifthly, Jacob's trouble is Israel's tribulation, not the body of Christ's tribulation. And also, if the seven churches are Israel's kingdom churches, then the doctrine in those verses fully matches the doctrine elsewhere in the Bible about Israel. Only Israel is called on to endure to the end and to endure the fiery trial of their faith. Only Israel is given the anointing to be able to endure to the end to be saved. So now John calls them in Revelation, he calls them to be overcomers. In Revelation chapter 2, verse 7, 11, and 17, and 26, and in chapter 3, verses 5, 12, and 21, John in Revelation calls those believers to be overcomers. Over and over, they must be overcomers to endure to the end to be saved. But that's Israel, and that's where we'll stop for today. This is the middle part, the second part of the three-part conclusion.